Welcome to Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace, here to tell you that right now, if you can spare the cash, you can buy your own drone, or unmanned aerial vehicle, as the industry likes to call them. And you can buy local, too. That's because the Dayton area is trying to shape itself as a hub for the growing commercial drone industry. In a couple years, they want to be using them for agricultural processes, emergency response, entertainment, even surveillance. But while it's perfectly legal to fly a drone for fun, as a hobby, companies are much more restricted. The Federal Aviation Administration has yet to put out rules for commercial drones in U.S. airspace. Right now, the Miami Valley is in the running to become one of six FAA test sites around the country, and that announcement is due out any day. I talked to Maurice McDonald at the Dayton Development Coalition about the unmanned possibilities.
The economic benefit is really only limited by our imagination. The Teal Group came out with a study that over the next 10 years, it could be a $90 billion economic impact on a global level. The Dayton region and the state of Ohio is positioned to be a leader, not only in the applications of these, but the research and development.
And what do you see these FAA regulations looking like? What areas is the FAA going to need to address?
Well, the FAA really needs to address the procedures and policies associated with flying these systems. So if you can imagine, today, if you're a private pilot, you can go out and fly your Cessna aircraft pretty much anywhere you want as long as you have permission to go through certain airspace. The goal of the FAA is to figure out how not only can you have aircraft that have a pilot on board fly, but an aircraft that's remotely piloted fly in the same airspace.
So that brings me to the concerns about privacy and what these little vehicles flying around are going to mean. They're unmanned, so they can get to places that airplanes and helicopters cannot go. How will that be addressed in the next few years?
Well, that's another area that the FAA has been asked to review is the privacy concerns. There's rules today for privacy that actually apply whether it is an unmanned aircraft or a manned aircraft. Because theoretically, helicopters can fly and hover over certain areas, and they have rules on how they can utilize the information that they gather. The same rules apply to unmanned aircraft once those systems are integrated and able to be flown.
But say the police suspect that I live on a drug block and they have one of these drones. Can they fly it every day over my block taking pictures and I'm just walking home with my groceries?
Well, right now, police can't fly those systems and utilize them that way until the FAA gives them permission to do that. So on a national level, right now, that's not allowed. Again, that's another application of unmanned systems that theoretically police could utilize those to benefit their operation. But there'll be rules that have to be in place, just like there are rules today that police have to utilize.
Should people be excited about this or nervous about this?
Well, I think it brings both, actually, excitement and nervousness. You know, this is a new development in the aerospace industry, and a lot see the potential benefits of it. For example, Amazon, for example. But there are, again, many other applications, many other potential uses of these that we need to continue to investigate and lead the world, theoretically, on the further development.
That's Maurice McDonald with the Dayton Development Coalition, and you're listening to Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.